solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Missouri, that I will faithfully demean myself in the position of presiding commissioner for which I was appointed this 30th day of January 2012.
I will.
Okay.
This 30 minutes that we'll be on our preliminary study, and then we'll have some public comment here in about 10 minutes from Mr. Richard Jones.
Okay. This looks fine, so I'll do the motion on that one.
Okay.
So you got your copy, right?
Is this your copy?
I've got a copy of it.
That's your copy there. And then I got to look at that one accounts payable right now that you just mentioned.
I think that should be.
Has anybody talked to that vendor to see if that's going to be an issue?
No. Not that I know of.
I know I haven't.
I just seen it in there with that note stamped to it, so.
Oh, this is for a 911 transfer. Is next Monday a holiday?
No.
Okay. Isn't there another holiday coming up or something like that?
Yes. I believe February 20th.
Okay.
Are you going to go up for that 911 deal?
Yeah.
Are you going to leave early that morning or going back the night before?
I'm just going to leave that night. I mean, that should be that morning real early, leave at 5.
Are you?
Yeah. I mean, since we're already spending two nights up there, I'm going to spend a third.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll just, I got an email from a couple people saying, do I want to testify? I said, well, do I need to? And they said, yes. So they want me to testify. Are you going to go up?
I'm going to try to, but I'm not saying that I'm going to make that one.
It's early.
Yeah.
Yeah, they want me to testify at 8 o'clock. So.
How are they going to be able to get all those people in?
I don't know how long that whole session is going to last. Maybe will it last an hour or 2 hours?
I don't know.
I'm going to go. What I'm going to do is probably just go and just try not to if I don't have to. But I know Dave Woolery's testifying. I know that some people in 911 board's testifying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it's a statewide issue, isn't it?
No, this is our legislation to change the board appointee process. Remember that we talked Christian County did versus what Stone County did?
Right.
This is the change to change the law to allow Taney County, if we were to pass a sales tax, it would be the same. We could operate the same as Christian County. So it shouldn't have any opposition, but it's Jeff City, so who knows who will come out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
And the reason Representative Weeders carried it, because he carried this Christian County one, the same bill.
And I've stated that wrong, because I knew it wasn't. It could affect different people in the state, but it's not a statewide issue. But
this has nothing to do with the money. This is just adding Taney County to an existing bill,
mm-hmm.
so that we can do that once we pass our local sales tax, if we pay it. You see anything here that was just besides that one? See, our TIF payments are in there.
I didn't see anything in there that was.
Here's our Branson payment for 911. You know, our annual transfer of money.
I didn't know if we should go into executive session on one of those and make the decision to do what we were talking about, or...
I think that was discussed, wasn't it, or not? Helen, if you could come visit me, that would be great. Miss Suti.
If we make a motion to approve and that's in there, then I don't know, unless we say...
Well, we pull that out separately. And then my concern is, how is the contract written? Is it lump sum? I know what was requested, but I don't know what was in there. Who would have that contract for the arrangement? Ron Erickson?
Ron or Dixie?
Just like me.
Let me come over here so I don't be in front of a microphone. There's discussion about cutting that payment in half and doing two payments. Okay?
Okay.
I gotta do some checking. You've already written that check, I just said.
So
we have to avoid that. Okay, so they're expecting all of it. Okay. Okay. Let's do this, Danny, if it's all right, so that we don't have to make him wait and I can go visit and pull the contract out. Because if the contract says one thing, we're bound. That's the problem. Because if we don't pay it, based on what the contract says, we possibly could have it expire. Because this is the third week, fourth week of January without a payment.
I know.
That's it.
I done, yeah. Jim, I'm going to go ahead and open public comment and let Mr. Jones speak. And you can go to the podium or have a seat there, whichever one you want to, Mr. Jones. And
Ron's not here. No, he's not all week. Oh. We can give that to him, though. Thank you, sir.
I spoke with Mr. Jones, and we had a good long discussion about some of this, and I explained the way that some of these things operated and the way that...
Okay.
So he asked me if he could come over and present this, and I said yes.
Absolutely.
I felt like it was something. So you can go ahead if you want to, if you don't want to speak to us about this or...
Okay. Danny said he called me a few days ago and was talking about this problem here.
Mm-hmm.
He said there have been a lot went on since when I was with the fire department out there 5 years ago. But there are a lot of things in place now that weren't in place at that time. And if I'd known that, I wouldn't have brought this up. But the only thing I can think of now is that possibly I don't know if you've got a list of all the little fire and police and other emergency departments around that you can contact when the grants come up that they might not see, and somebody call them and let them know that there's a possibility they might get some money. And that was my my concerns was that these little departments, because when I was there, we never got a grant.
Right.
But Western and Central, they were always getting big grants and that, but we didn't have a grant writer.
Right.
And didn't have the money to afford to get one. So my concerns was maybe that there was somebody in the county that maybe had an afternoon or a day once a month or so that they could devote to just to contacting people and letting them know there's a grant available and have a grant writer that would maybe write the grant for them and help these small apartments and that. So that was my reason for coming today. And like I say, Danny addressed many of the questions that I had. And that's my only concern now is that do we have something in place to keep these abreast of grants and stuff that they might be
Was there respond or not responded?
I didn't respond. I mean, I just talked to him before to get this out, but I did explain to him that we had two different processes. One was stimulus monies that we all chased, and we had a person hired at that time. Yep. Matter of fact, we had two people on board to take those up, and then... you can go ahead if you have some questions.
We've funded a position. We haven't hired that position yet to do
that's good to
that
hear.
Specific. In 2012, we have specifically hired, specifically funded a position to do the administration of the grants and to find other grants that are out there, but also have a better understanding of what grants we do have, the reporting times, and the obligations the county's under. So we are moving closer, but in 2012, we'll have a position fill for that.
I believe you're on top of it now.
Excellent.
Had I have known what was going on, but
that's
some of the little departments probably still don't know.
They probably don't.
But they're going to find out. So
right.
Anyway, that was just my concern for helping the little departments, and
because
I was there at one time,
sure.
Just wanted to address it. So
appreciate.
I thank you.
Comments.
You guys doing a good job.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. So. We don't
say it again. I'll get a copy of this to Ron and make some notes for Mr. Hausman. So.
Yeah. Is that the only one that was wrote for public comment? Don, did you have public comment or anything?
I just came up this morning.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, I'm going to run and go get the copy of that contract real fast.
Okay.
Danny.
All right.
You can still stay in session here. I'm going to try to do whatever you want to do. I'm just going to double check that right now. You think Dixie would have it?
That's who I would think would have that. I think we can recess. I'm going to get a cup of coffee and visit with Don here a minute.